Unwillingly, Agelaus did as he was told and left the poor thing at the foot of a great oak tree, thinking he would return in a few days to bury him. But the great oak spread its branches protectively over the basket where the child slept, and one by one the dryads, nymphs of the woods and trees, crept out to watch over him. They fed him with honey from the hives of wild bees, and he shared the milk of bear cubs, whose furry coats kept him warm at night. A little later, Agelaus sorrowfully plodded his way through the forest to where he had left the baby, dreading what he would find. He was overjoyed to find him lying on a bed of soft moss, waving his fat little hands in the air, gurgling and smiling. Agelaus happily swept him up into his arms and carried him home to bring him up as his own son. As the years passed, the baby grew into a handsome young herdsman named Paris. So, when the three goddesses contesting the prize of the golden apple, Aphrodite, Hera, and Athene, wafted from Olympus to Mount Ida on a cool breeze guided by Hermes, they found Paris sitting in the shade of a tree, watching over his herd. "Do not be afraid, Paris," said Hermes to the startled herdsman that hot and fateful day. "We have come to seek your help. In his wisdom, Zeus has asked you to judge who is the fairest of these three immortals. The winner shall receive this prize." He produced the golden apple and held it up so it caught the sunlight. Paris could read the words, "For the fairest," inscribed around the middle.
"Me, a mortal?" said Paris, astonished. "To judge the immortals? I'm surely not worthy. Perhaps it is best if we divide the apple."
"If Zeus commands, you must obey, Paris," replied Hermes. "You will have pleased him, whoever wins." He tossed Paris the golden apple.
"But your choice is simple, Paris," said Hera,
gazing at him with her great brown eyes. "I am queen of the gods, and clearly the most beautiful. Surely the prize goes to me." And as she spoke aloud, it seemed to Paris that in his mind she murmured, "Make the apple mine, and I shall make you wealthy beyond your dreams, with a kingdom of your own. And when you die, the poets will sing songs of your greatness." Thinking of a future of power and glory, Paris was about to agree Hera was the most beautiful and hand her the golden apple, when wise Athene's strong voice stopped him in his tracks. The goddess shimmered in the heat.